We are the middle of our season of Lent, very special time in our year liturgy. That is when we are called to not only prepare ourselves only for the celebration of Holy Week and Easter, but I think it is a time that should help us to focus, to center once again, and what is essential in our lives. There are important things in lives, in our lives. There are not so much important, there are trivial things, there are unnecessary things, and there are essential things in life. And I guess the Word of God today could help us to reflect in that direction. There are many ways that could say, you know, we heard the commandments. And the commandments that were given to Moses, and Moses present them to the people, and have to remember the context. You know, they were just out of slavery in Egypt. And the people were on their journey from Egypt to the promised land. They were slaves for so long that they were still the Hebrew people. But they became that nation, they became more aware of God on their journey. Most probably, those who left Egypt, they did not reach the promised land. It says that they had like 40 years living. I say living because you're walking in the desert, because they wouldn't be walking every day. It wouldn't take that long. So 40 years to reach and cross the promised land, across the Jordan, entering the promised land. And that was the time of purification, of becoming one nation, the people of God, the Israelites. And the commandments, they confirm that. They are more than just laws to be obeyed. They were the assurance of the people's identity, meaning, as long as they kept that, they would be God's people. And Jesus was never against the commandments. On the contrary, he said many times, I did not come to abolish them. What happened is that throughout history, as time, you know, out perhaps of zeal that the commandment would not be forgotten, they start teaching so many other laws and interpretations and these and and from the Ten Commandments, there came more than 600 laws that a pious Jew would have to follow that most people had no idea. And those who had, those who studied those laws, they could not distinguish what was important, what was not so important, perhaps for one situation, but not always, because many of those laws would deal with, you know, cleanliness and rituals of purification to enter the temple and this and that. And what was the essential in that? And when we see in the gospel that Jesus comes, and it's interesting, we heard from the gospel of John. We know there are four gospels. And each one of those gospels, they were not written while Jesus was still talking, and they were put together later, at a later date, like catechist books. So those who did not have the chance to meet Jesus, or those who did not have the chance to meet the apostles who heard Jesus in the first hand, they would also have the opportunity to know about Jesus' life and preaching, like us today. The Gospels is how we can know about Jesus, mainly. And the Gospel of John places what we call the cleansing of the temple at the very beginning. We're in the second chapter of his gospel. You know, Jesus goes to Jerusalem three times in the Gospel of John accounts. Probably he would have been there more time, but in the gospel he presents three times in the 3 year that Jesus preached. And the first time that he presents in the gospel Jesus in Jerusalem, he's cleaning just to show, well, let us see what is essential here. They had forgotten, you know, all those people who were there that Jesus turned the table, the money changers, those selling animals. I mean, it was a market, as it says, like a marketplace, yet that was at the service of the temple. Meaning, they want to make easy. Somebody coming from Galilee, 100 miles away, he did not need to bring his own sheep for the sacrifice that they still had at the temple. Well, just bring the money and you buy it there at the temple. So they were serving these people. Then the money changes. Why? Because the money, the currency of the Judea and all that area, Palestine of that time, Galilee, was a Roman coin because they were part of the Roman Empire. Now that coin was considered to be not pure. So they had to exchange for money that would be used at that time only in the temple. So that was, you know, allowed to use that. So they had to change money to buy their things or to present their tithing to the temple. So they thought, oh, we are doing a good thing. But that was just distraction. The temple should be the sign of God's presence for the Jew. Even though the Holy of Holies, only one of chosen priests could enter once a year, was basically an empty chamber. But that was, for them, kind of the visible sign, and making the pilgrimage and going to the temple was the biggest time of the year for the pious Jews. But they were losing that because they were going, you know, so much the details that they forgot all about it. Now, for us today, there's a little bit of the background in the gospel and the readings. For us today, what does this help us? Well, first of all, help us, of course, every time we make our examination of conscience, I think it's pretty common that we go through the commandments and see which one we follow, which one we are not so good in following, so we can make a good confession, especially this time of Lent, that can help us. But that is also trying to help us so that we could ask in our own lives, what is essential? What are the important things that I cannot, you know, let go? And what are the things that perhaps I'm carrying? And sometimes they do become a heavy load, and I could, you know, just let go and not carry that with me. There are essential things in lives, in our lives. There's a story. And nowadays, most of the stories, they are well known. You know, media, they goes here and there with variations of one thing and the other. But this story goes like there were two monks who lived in a monastery. And always they live in monasteries where, with the vow of silence, they could not speak, not even to each other. The vow of celibacy, they could not get married. And very strict. They would not have much contact. They would live a day of work and prayer, all dedication to the Lord. Now it happens that two of these monks, they were asked by their master to travel to another monastery. So they would have to get out, you know, and walk through the roads, even though they were very remote, not many people, in the mountains somewhere. But they still, and they got clear instructions. Don't talk to anyone along the way. Keep your vows of silence, absolute silence. Don't even, just talk to each other the necessary things. You can say a prayer together, but not chit-chat you know, along the way. No, not much talk. And don't talk to strangers. Well, they started their journey, would be a few days, probably a week journey, walking. And came to a point that was kind of a river. No, kind of, there was a river. Kind of rough waters. And there was a lady that could not cross the river because she was afraid. She would drown because the waters. So as they were there and they were stronger, they could cross. Without talking, one of the monks got the lady and crossed the lady to the other side. And they continued their journey. 3 days later, on their journey, the other monk broke his vow of silence and asked, and told the other, "I can't believe you did that." And the other said, "Did what?" "That you broke your vow and you touched that woman and you carried her to the other side of that river." And he said, oh yes. And he said, "That was 3 days ago." "Yes, but you shouldn't have done that." And he said, "Yes, perhaps I shouldn't. But I carried her from one margin, from one edge to the other side of the river. You were still carrying her 3 days later." You know, in our lives sometimes we keep on carrying things with us that shouldn't be there. Anger, a word that was misunderstood, misspoken in a moment in our lives and family or friends, and we break with these people and say, "Why they did say that? Why that word I'll never forget?" There comes a time that we have to let go so that we can really concentrate what is the essential things in our lives. May this time of Lent be a time of when we can center ourselves and get closer to God. There's no meaning in finding the law and say that we follow the law of God if they don't help and if we not have not met God, in the sense that is the encounter. The laws, the commandments are there to help us get closer to God and carry God with us all the days of our lives.